Hello, podcast listeners. Here is an asana flow practice for your enjoyment. I'm guessing it's going to clock in around 40 minutes, but you'll know better than I do now because it will already be recorded when you're listening to this. Okay, so with this practice, we're going to start out with some movement. So make your way into a tabletop position. I will be referencing the use of a blanket and two blocks, but these are not strictly necessary for the practice. So if you do have two blocks, you might place them now at the top of your mat. And then from table, we're going to launch right into our cat and cow stretches. So belly and chest down, tailbone and gaze lift on your inhalation into your cow pose. And as you exhale, round the spine, chin to chest, tailbone towards the floor, belly button towards the ceiling, in to cat. And continue with the pace of your own breath, exploring the range of motion of the spine, the shoulders, the inner thighs, the outer hips. And then, you know, focusing on what you're feeling. So if you're feeling soreness or more sensation in the low back, then focus on moving that space. You might even shimmy the hips a little side to side. So as always, use this time to explore and get acquainted with your body on the mat. Just a few more breaths here. And then from here, we're going to step the knees back 6 to 8 inches and come into a plank position. So shoulders are over the wrists. The knees can be down or tuck the toes under and lift the knees up. You want a long line from your shoulders, hips to knees and or heels. And shift weight out of your wrists by rooting down through the knuckles of the fingers and even pressing your fingerprints into the mat. Lengthen along the back of the neck. Keep the sides of the waistline pulling up gently as you lengthen your tailbone towards your heels. Lengthen the heels towards the back of the room. Hold in this strong pose. So you set up the structure and you hold the structure. And then from here, as you exhale next, lower your knees to the floor, bend your elbows back, and guide your chin and chest down to the floor at the same rate. Hug your elbows in towards your side ribs, and then slide forward onto your belly and curl up for Cobra Pose. Press the tops of the feet down, point the toes back, hug your elbows in towards your side ribs, and then down towards the waistline. Broaden your collarbones. So a lot of times shoulders will shrug forward here. Draw your shoulder blades onto your back and down your back. Keep the sides of the neck long. Continue to breathe. Crown of the head lifts. Front body opens as back body engages in our Cobra Pose. Exhale, lower the chest down. Tuck the toes under. Send the hips back towards the heels before lifting the hips up and back for our first downward facing dog. So once you're here, do your little doggy dance, get acquainted with the backs of your legs. And as I mentioned in the beginning, this is a mandala flow. So mandala is that circle shape. So we're going to be moving all around the room, which might be a little challenging for my instruction because I don't really have a reference point for the space that you're in. But I'll say front wall, right wall, back wall, left wall, assuming you are in a walled environment. Okay, we're going to start to walk up, walk our dog with some high steps or some three-legged dogs. As you inhale, lift your right leg straight up and back, pointing your knee and toes straight down towards the mat. Exhale, right leg lowers back to the mat. Inhale, left leg lifts straight up and back, knee and toes point down. And exhale, left leg comes down. Inhale, right sweeps up again. And exhale, lower the right leg down. Inhale, left. Exhale, left. Inhale, right. Last round. Exhale, right. Inhale, left leg goes up, up, up. And exhale, left leg lowers down with control. One more time. Lift the right leg with your inhale. Look to the top of your mat. And then lunge your right foot forward between your hands. You might set up with your fingertips tented here on either side of your front foot as you bend the right knee deeply, knee over the ankle, or you might place your hands on blocks if you have them. Either way, lift through the back inner upper thigh as you reach the left heel towards the back of the room. Collarbones are broad, chest is open. And again, use this shape as a way to explore. What are you feeling? Where are you feeling? A few more deep breaths here. Turning the gaze inward. Staying present with the body and breath throughout the practice. Okay, you will begin to turn your toes towards the left wall with a wide-legged stance. So the outer edges of the feet are parallel to the short edges of your mat. And if you have the blocks, you might bring the blocks with you. Interlace your fingers behind your back. Shrug your shoulder blades together behind your heart. Extend your chin and chest forward as your chin and chest are now parallel to the floor. And then as you exhale next, release the crown of the head towards the earth and extend the arms straight, releasing the knuckles towards the floor, towards the left wall and the floor. Push down with the feet, lift with the kneecaps, press the thigh bones back. Release the weight of the arms. Again, stay present in the shape. If it is in your practice, you can release the bind and float the legs up into a headstand. If not, that's a little joke for you. Few more breaths here. In this shape, you might think of the breath circuiting through the body. So as you inhale, this energy pulls up the back of the legs. And as you exhale, this same energy cascades down the length of the spine, out through the crown of the head and back to the earth. Release the bind. Bring the hands back below the shoulders onto the floor or onto blocks. Press your arms straight. Extend your chin and chest towards the left wall. Press the thigh bones back. And then we're going to turn towards the left foot facing the back of the room. Lift up onto your right toes. Turn your left toes towards the back of the room. As we shift into that same lunging position facing the back of the mat. So again, you might have your hands, your fingers tented on either side of your left foot with the left knee bent deeply, or the hands can be on blocks. Lift through the back inner thigh, reach back through the right heel, collarbones are broad, gaze is forward. And again, be present with your body at this moment in this shape to notice what and where you're feeling. One more breath in and out. If you have the blocks, place them off to the sides. Plant your hands on either side of the front foot. Send the left leg back and either move through plank, knees, chest, chin, or chaturanga. Move up into cobra or upward facing dog. And then everyone will meet back in downward facing dog. And remember, these vinyasa flows are always optional. You can choose not to do it at all. You can choose to do one and not the other. You can choose to do all of them if you want. We're going to meet back in down dog and return to your breathing. Push the hands down and forward. Release the weight of the head. Push the hips up and back, and then begin to lengthen the heels down towards the floor as you lift into the kneecaps and shift the hip creases up and back. We're going to start with the right leg again. As you inhale, sweep the right leg straight up and back. Look to the top of the mat, and as you exhale, lunge your right foot between the hands. This time, if you have a blanket, you might place it underneath your left knee as the left knee comes down to the mat or to the blanket. Bring your hands to your front thigh and prop up your chest. We're going to move into a quad stretch. So we're going to try to grab the left foot with the left hand. The easiest way to do this is to shift the hips towards the back of the mat, or what was once the front of the mat is now the back of the mat. Grab the inside of the left foot with the left hand. Pull the heel towards the outer hip. And this might already be an intense quad stretch for that left leg. If not, begin to sink the hips down and forward. Right hip nears right heel. Kick the left foot into the left hand as you pull the heel towards the outer hip. Wrap the left ribs forward. Draw the right ribs back as you angle your chest open towards the back wall here. Breathe. Notice and breathe. This is one shape I find myself saying, oh, I could be doing this a lot more often. One more breath here. Go any deeper into the lunge. You can even curl the chest up. Make this into a little bit of a back bend, turning the heart and gaze up for the final breath. And then release the left foot. We're going to turn to face the, what is this now? It's now we're turning left, but initially this was the right wall. So we're turning the toes towards what was just our left and coming into a goddess shape. So the heels are wider than the hips. The toes are turned out about a 45 degree angle. Reach your arms towards the ceiling. And then as you exhale, you're going to bend the knees in the direction of the toes. Draw the elbows down to the height of the shoulders so your arms look like American football goalposts. Inhale, straighten the arms and legs. And then exhale, we're going to squat down once again, bending the knees in the direction of the toes, sinking the hips down to the height of the knees, perhaps. Inhale up. And exhale, squat down. We're going to do five of these total. Inhale, straighten the legs, reach up. Exhale, come on down, as though the hips are moving down through an elevator shaft. Inhale, reach up, keeping the spine tall. Exhale, come on down, and we're going to hold this shape. Bring weight into the heels as you extend through your inner thighs. Contract from your outer knees to your outer hips. Lengthen the tailbone down towards the earth. Draw the sides of the waistline towards the wall that your back is facing. Draw your elbows in towards your armpits. Chin parallel to the floor. Lift through the top of the head, through the top of the earlobes, or the top of the ears. And let's give it a little spirit fingers. Wiggle out the hands, because no one can keep from smiling when they're doing spirit fingers. For five, four, three, two, and on one, straighten the legs, reach up, and then we're going to turn again. Turn towards the left toes, lift onto the right toes. So you're in a lunge, once again facing the top of your mat. Bring the right knee down to the floor or to that padding, and we're gonna do our quad stretch again. So bring your hands to your front thigh, prop yourself up, shift the hips back as you pull the right heel in towards the right hip. Grip the inside or outside of the foot. See what works best for you. And then if this is already a quad stretch, keep it here. If you need more from this, shift the left hip towards the left heel. And everyone, wrap your right ribs forward. Kick your right foot into your hand, so to engage the quad as you stretch it, as you stretch those big long muscles. Kick the foot into the hand as you pull the heel towards the outer hip. Try to soften in the face. No need to grip the jaw. And then if you'd like, again, in the final breath or so of this pose, you might start to make the upper back into a back bend. Lifting the heart towards the sky, looking towards the ceiling, and then curling the gaze back, opening the chest up. And release the right foot. Plant the hands on either side of the left foot. Send the left leg back and flow or no. So you can go through plank, knees, chest, chin, or chaturanga, up dog or cobra, back to down dog, or straight back to down dog. Even take a child's pose if you're feeling it. And again, we'll all meet back in downward facing dog. So reconnect with your breathing here. Slow it down, deepen it, release the weight of the head. One more biggest breath in this shape. And if you'd like, audibly sigh it out, like fogging up a mirror through the mouth. Inhale, this time left leg lifts straight up and back, look to the top of the mat, and then exhale, lunge the left foot forward between the hands. This time we're setting up for a warrior one pose. So angle your right heel towards the floor. The toes will point approximately towards the top right corner of the mat. Come on up. You might start with the hands on the hips, squaring your hips, squaring your chest towards the front of the room. Bend the left knee deeply so that the knee is approximately over the heel. And then take your arms to your sides, roll your shoulders back so the chest is broad. And with an inhale, sweep the arms up and overhead. For today, I'm going to offer a bind with the hands or a mudra with the hands. Interlace the fingers, cross the thumbs, and point your index fingers to the sky. Point up through those index fingers from your waistline, along your shoulders, up your arms, out through the fingertips. And then if you'd like, you can even turn your gaze up beyond your index fingers towards the sky. Keep wrapping the right outer hip forward, sides of the waistline back, tailbone down. Bend deeply into the front knee without discoloring those left toes. Shift weight back into the left heel. Draw back through the left hip as you wrap the right side body forward. Another breath or two here, giving you the opportunity to come to your deepest, fullest expression of this shape. And then listen up, we are going to transition from this warrior one into warrior two. Turn your left toes, so those are the toes of the front of the mat, turn the left toes 90 degrees towards the right. Turn the right toes so they face the back of the room. You might widen your stance by several inches here as you take the arms down to the height of the shoulders. So we're doing warrior two, And the right leg is leading the charge of warrior two. So look at the right knee and bend the right knee in the direction of the right toes so that the right knee is eventually bent at a 90 degree angle. With the arms at the height of the shoulders, look out beyond your right fingertips, chin parallel to the floor. Press the left thigh bone towards the wall that your back is facing, tailbone down, sides of the waistline back, crown of the head tall. And my little idea for this pose is that we are standing in the strength of our past, present in what is, and prepared for what will be. Looking out into the battles that lie ahead. Okay, from here, take another breath. So go deeper into your expression of the pose, maybe bending that right knee anymore. And then windmill your arms to either side of your right foot so that you're facing the back of the mat once again. From here, flow or no, move through your vinyasa, and we'll do our downward facing dog facing the back of the mat. So one big battle here is just to try to understand what I'm telling you to do. But I promise you, if you can follow this podcast, you are going to know your poses pretty well. Hopefully I'm being clear, even though we're twisting and turning all around the room. Okay, find yourself in your dog. Find yourself with your breath. Release the head. Release the heels. As you lift into the kneecaps, press the creases of your hips up and back as though you're trying to imprint your bottom on the wall behind you, way up towards the ceiling. With your next inhale, lift that left leg once again. Look to the top of the mat and lunge your left foot forward between your hands. Now we're going to set up into warrior two first. So spin your back heel to the floor, outer edge of the back foot parallel to the short end of the mat. Rise on up, take your arms to the height of the shoulders, reaching out through the fingertips. Look at the left knee and bend the left knee deeply, pointing the left knee in the direction of the left toes, straight towards that back wall. Press the right thigh bone towards the wall behind you, lengthen the tailbone down, lift into your armpits, and allow the shoulder blades to slide down the back side of the chest. Stand in your strength, warrior two. Strong from your past, present in the here and now, ready for the battles ahead. Coming into our final breath, bend any deeper into the left leg, keeping awareness and weight in the right side as well. And from here, we're going to transition into warrior one, with the right leg forward facing the front of the mat. So turn the left toes until they are pointing towards the top left corner of the mat. Turn the right toes until they are pointing straight ahead to what was originally the front of the room. You can start with your hands on your hips, and you can even shorten your stance a little bit from warrior two to warrior one. Bend the right knee, square the hips and chest towards the front of the room. Take your arms to your sides, roll your shoulders back, and then inhale, sweep the arms up, interlace the fingers, cross the thumbs, and point the index fingers to the sky. Lift up out of the waistline, again, the rib cage lifting up away from the hips. Lengthen from your waistline along your rib cage, shoulders out and up through the fingertips. Take your gaze up and back. Couple more breaths here, opportunity to sink deeper into that front knee while keeping the back outer foot grounded and keeping those right toes from being discolored by shifting weight to the back, to the right heel, drawing back through the right waistline as the left side body wraps forward. Inhale one more time. Exhale, frame the foot. Send the right leg back, flow or no. Everyone will meet back in downward facing dog. So that was our mandala flow. We went first in the counterclockwise direction around to the front, and then we went in the clockwise direction back around to the front. I hope that's what happened on your mat. If not, I hope you enjoyed whatever did happen. Okay, three breaths in, down dog. Big breath in and full breath out, release the head. Bigger breath in, push the hands down and forward, lengthen along the arms, reach back through the hips, and exhale, release those heels down. Last biggest breath in. And if you like, sigh it out. Bring your knees down to the floor after that final exhalation and find your way to lying on your belly. Arms at your sides, big toes touch, heels widen apart. And you can bring one cheek to the mat. Rest the weight of the head, relax the neck. So we're just resting here for a moment. Releasing into and trusting the support of the earth beneath us. So there's nothing to do right now, just breathe. Okay, we're going to take a shoulder stretch and then we'll do a couple of back bending shapes. Shift your body over to the left side of your mat and extend your right arm straight out from your shoulder. Look at your right thumb and line up your right thumb with your gaze. So the arm is reaching straight out, and then turn your right cheek to the floor so you're looking left. Release the weight of the head, or you might place the head on the support of a block or blanket. Okay, from here, start to roll onto your right side. For me, this means I inch my right fingertips out to the right as I stack my left hip and left shoulder on top of my right side. So this might already be quite a little challenging or sensational shoulder stretch. So if that's you, stay here. If that's not you, then deepen it by bending the left knee and bringing the left foot down to the floor behind the right leg. So essentially, we're turning the pelvis so it shines up. The front of the pelvis is pointing now towards the ceiling. So the deeper that left hip gets towards the floor, the more this shoulder is going to be kind of pushed and pulled open. So that's one bus stop. Another bus stop would be to bend the right knee and put the right foot on the floor so that the hips are fully down. And then you might even sweep the left arm back and try to bind the left hand with the right. So I know I say these things like I'm doing all of them. I'm not. I'm not doing all those things. They're just on offer. And just because something's being offered does not mean it's good for you at this moment. So whatever shape you found yourself in, hopefully it's that Goldilocks pose where the sensation is warm but not hot. Hot being pain, cold being boredom. Stay with it for three more breaths. Once you've moved through that final round of breath, we'll roll back onto our bellies and take this on the second side. So scooch over towards the left side of your mat. So when you come down into this, your shoulder is nicely padded with your mat. If that's not enough padding, you can always slide a blanket under there. Extend your left arm out like a wing, straight out from your shoulder. Align your gaze up with your thumb, and then turn the left cheek to the mat to face the other way, away from the outstretched arm. Now use your right hand, pushing down with the right hand. Stack your right shoulder, right hip on top of your left side. Reach out through the left fingertips. Maybe that left arm reaches a little bit more out to the left as you stack the hips and shoulders. And then again, you might pad the head with a blanket or block underneath. So again, if you're already in a pose that's creating a lot of shoulder opening, stay there. Otherwise, slowly experiment with bringing the right foot down to the floor behind the left leg, with the knee bent up towards the ceiling, descending the right hip, the back of the right hip deeper towards the floor. The front of the pelvis begins to turn skyward. And then the next iteration might be to bend the left knee. Bring the left foot to the floor. Sweep the right arm over the body, reaching back for the left fingertips with the right hand. Again, find your Goldilocks shape. So something that's interesting, creating some sensation for the mind to focus on, but not painful. Bend, don't break. Three more breaths. And roll your way back to center, onto your belly. And we're going to use that big shoulder opening to aid in our back bends. We will do two versions of bow pose. Bend your knees, reach back for the outer edges of your feet. If you find that you can only grab one foot at a time, let's start with the right foot. Otherwise, grab the outer edges of both feet. Okay, before we go up, before we kick the feet into the hands, tone the inner knees and inner feet towards one another. To keep compression out of the low back, you want your knees and hips to remain about hip width, or your knees and feet to remain about hip width distance apart. Okay, once you have established that, grip the feet or foot tightly and begin to kick the feet or foot into the hand or hands. Lift through the thighs. So remember the work that we just did. Remember that in your body. And let the shoulders be drawn back just the way they were pushed back by the earth a moment ago. So let the action be in the legs, kicking, kicking, kicking the feet into the hands as you lift, lift, lift the thighs up. Let the chest be pulled open. A few more breaths. Slowly turn up the volume on the pose. And exhale, lower down, right cheek to the floor. Release the head. Arms roll forward, upper back broad. Big toes touch, heels widen apart, lower back broad. I am going to take a moment and bring a blanket underneath my hips. I was, it was pretty painful to do that without the blanket underneath my hips. So if you're in the same quandary, get a blanket or double fold your mat. Okay, let's do it again. So bend the knees, and if you grab the right foot, now grab the left foot. If you grabbed both feet, we're going to do ankles this time. So flex the feet and grab the ankles. So flex, when I say flex the feet, I mean open the soles of the feet towards the ceiling so that you can kind of feel the ankles engage here. Okay, again, ankles and knees, hip width distance, keeping that compression out of the low back as you kick the ankles into the hands, lifting the thighs up and letting the shoulders roll back. This time we're going to spend a little bit more energy into lifting the heart. So first one was more passive in the upper body. This time we're going to get a little more active. Think about squeezing the shoulder blades together behind the heart. Shoulders away from the ears, lifting through the tops of the ears, lifting through the crown of the head. And this pose, I believe it's called bow pose, but I think of it often as bow pose, like you're at the bow of a schooner ship. Is it called a schooner? Your bow of a schooner ship, and you're kind of bobbing up and down with the waves of breath. So bringing kind of a serenity to a pose that's otherwise pretty difficult. Kick into the feet, lift into the thighs, open up into your deepest expression of this shape, and then exhale, let it go. Left cheek to the mat. Arms heavy, head heavy, neck soft, upper back broad, big toes touch, heels wide apart, release and relax. Return to your breath. Okay, we're nearing that 40-minute mark. So we're going to transition from here into a child's pose. So my preferred child is a wide-legged child. So you might take your knees as wide as your mat, bring your big toes to touch, and send your hips back to your heels, or you might keep the knees together. Either way, round that low back. Then you might like to walk the arms forward in an attempt to lengthen the torso forward before releasing the head and heart down. Or, if you prefer, sweep the arms straight back by your sides. Counter posture to our bow poses, our back bending shapes, creating space between the vertebra along the back body. Breathe into that space. Release effort. We're going to move into Savasana. So as I said, I'm going to try to clock this one around 40 minutes, so it will be a brief Savasana. If you are feeling energized from this practice thus far, you could always pause the feed and keep going. Otherwise, find your way to lying on your back. If you have that blanket, you might roll it up and place it underneath your knees for additional release of the low back. Let's just lay the body down, extend out through the heels, release the weight of the feet. Briefly push the heels into the earth, lift the pelvis, lengthen the tailbone towards the heels, before releasing the weight of the legs, the weight of the hips back to the earth. Turn your palms open to the sky, unfurl the fingers. Relax the wrists the forearms, the elbows, the upper arms, and just gently shimmy the shoulder blades underneath the chest. And I like to use the imagery of the shoulder blades settling into a sandy surface, so nestling into the earth. You might tilt your chin towards the chest to lengthen along the back of the neck before releasing the weight of the head, the weight of the skull and brain, softening expression from the face. As the breath becomes slow and possibly the transition between inhalation and exhalation becomes almost imperceptible, soften the inner body, allow the organs to descend, to weigh towards the back body, towards the earth. Unleash any tension in and around the rib cage. Considering that by letting go, our capacity for fullness expands. Choose to stay for several more minutes, or I invite you to begin to reanimate the fingers and toes. In transition, you might make circles with the wrists and ankles in one direction, and then the other direction. Bend the knees. You can plant the feet as wide as the mat and just sway the legs side to side in that windshield wiper action. Maybe coordinating this movement as you reconnect with the breath. Massage the low back. Let the knees fall to the right. Extend your right arm along your right ear and roll onto your right side. Fantastic job today. This was not only a challenging practice for the physicality of it, but a challenging practice especially because you had no visual reference. So I do think it's a great mental processing exercise to try to embody or to move without a visual reference. So thank you for sticking with this one. I know it was particularly challenging in that way. Press your way up to seated. And then once there, bring your palms together in front of your heart. If you'd like, you might join me in chanting Om one single time to close the practice. Exhale and inhale for Om. Thank you for your patience, your spatial awareness, and your devotion to this yoga practice. The light in me bows to the light in you. Namaste.